This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
I was just listening to our station, WJFK, during the commercials. It's great. It's the only time I listen to the station.
All right. It is so good during the commercials.
And I just heard an ad for the Junkies, the morning guys, saying you could get their whole show now downloaded. I thought the company didn't want anybody to do that.
Nobody tells us these things.
Johnny, have you heard anything about the entire show being available for download?
I knew that the Junkies were doing it, but I didn't know that there was something we wanted to do. We could make it happen, no problem.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, would you please? Yeah,
let's do it.
You got it.
Rock and roll.
Thank you very hard.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
I like that. And I like that. Bing, bang, boom.
Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
A couple of little late-breaking items this afternoon. Not anything huge.
In fact,
the first one's sort of unexpected, or sort of expected.
Turn that down, then.
Yes.
That's little breaking news.
Little breakage.
That's real breaking news, and this is just
small.
A little bit.
Not to be confused with the sizes for brains, which are little, medium, and fat.
Well, this was expected, but Dale Jr. is having a news conference tomorrow morning to say
what not
that he's joining the Hendrick Racing Team.
Oh, good, he's having another news conference
after leaving DEI. So roll your tape recorders.
Count the whatnots.
It's like a gift, isn't
what,
it?
What time is the tomorrow?
I don't have. Let me check on the time. I know it's tomorrow morning. I'm going to guess around 9 a.m. Eastern, but I'll double check that for you.
Good.
And the Letterman kidnap suspect, the guy who allegedly plotted to kidnap David Letterman's son Harry, was doing time in prison for scamming Letterman as he painted the ranch in Montana.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
He's escaped from jail, as perhaps you've heard this week.
And suck on that, losers.
The manhunt continues. They still haven't caught the guy. Helicopters are still out there, and they're still looking. They have no idea where he is.
And he's out of part of the country where it's not difficult to hide at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the New York City Police
Who's the boss is taped before a live studio audience.
NYPD offered their assistance to Letterman, and he politely turned it down. Of course, he's had no public comment about it.
The guy's out in Montana, right? This is where all this is happening?
Yes, right.
Okay.
And now the news we had planned for this evening. For airline passengers, it's the perfect storm. The planes these days are packed like...
So what was that? Was that just you... the previous stories, were you out on a high wire there? Were you just dangling?
I was just telling you a couple of things I'd seen come in this afternoon I thought were particularly interesting.
That was bonus news.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was not pre-prepared news stories.
No, not at all.
Okay, so I think that deserves the full breaking sound.
Well, I agree.
Well, thank you. That's
I completely agree with that.
That's all right. I'm just patronizing you.
I don't mind.
Or am I patronizing? Remember we had that discussion yesterday.
Yeah, one of these.
Definitely patronizing. Although patronizing as well, because I enjoy your news.
Well, I appreciate both. For airline passengers, it's a perfect storm. The planes are packed like cattle cars. Flight delays at an all-time high. The extra security makes the whole experience more stressful. And the airlines are broke, so their employees are maybe not as cheerful or helpful as they once were.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
True enough. Because
I had a friend of mine used to say that every time he got on an airplane.
All of this has now led to...
Hey, I'm in the room. And I don't say it. I would go do it.
You do it.
That's right.
And we'd know it, too.
I love being the first person to crap on an airplane.
What is that light would go off?
Ding.
Bingo.
Boy.
And sometimes before takeoff, right?
Always.
Always before takeoff.
I don't want to put my... I mean, at least I've got a remote chance of the seat being clean, being the first one after they've wiped it down.
Oh, my God.
Remote chance. So with all these problems airlines are having and the problems of airline passengers...
Look at me smiling about it.
It's
just as bad.
I love taking a dump in a little airline, little airplane bathroom.
You stand alone there.
Oh, my God, that little foldy door.
You did. You made it happen.
I enjoy it.
There are more comfortable quarters. I don't get it. Why so special? Why do you like that so much?
Good question,
but,
Buzz.
You know why, Buzz?
Why?
Because it's like deflowering a virgin.
Okay, I get that.
Because when you're the first on a plane,
uh-huh,
and when you're like me, uh-huh, and you're important, and you pay for first class,
that's right.
The people in first class especially don't like thinking that before they've even gotten their complimentary wine, right, that my big ass is on that toilet seat letting the kids off at the pool. That's part of the reason I love it.
Oh, God.
And also, I enjoy watching them go to the bathroom. I mean, I enjoy watching the next person after I've been in there,
uh-huh,
open the door.
What's the reaction?
I think you enjoyed my reaction, which would always be like much like I'm reacting now, which you know what that makes me?
What?
An enabler with a capital E.
Goddamn right, Mike.
But no, I think it's good that now he's using the lavatory and not what he used to do, the beverage cart.
Yeah. Well, that was only after a few drinks.
Sure.
Actually, I'm the beverage cart.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bad.
Very bad. Very bad.
As if that weren't stressful enough, there's the security, the overpacked planes, the flight delays, and that's all led to an increase in angry passengers. There are numbers to back this up. In the late 90s, we averaged...
Seriously, I've been on a plane before, and especially if I am lucky enough to be flying in first class... I will sit and say to whoever's next to me, I got to take a massive crap. I'll be right with you. Just loud enough for the people around me to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to get their reaction, too. So that was part of my amusement, too.
They know what to
expect.
As
I would be sitting there laughing like a complete idiot you made your way up, and I would look across the aisle to see if somebody was picking up on it.
Just so they knew I wasn't going to wash my hands or just going to take a leak. I'm going to go do some business.
Well, the interesting thing is after you would come out of there, you would know right away that there was really no need to make that announcement.
They could brace themselves. In the late 90s, we averaged just under 200 passengers being cited by the FAA for being unruly in a way that interfered with the work of the flight crew. But since that time, we've been averaging around 250 such cases a year.
You know, I'm sorry. It's not just a snobby thing. I do it when I'm in the back of the plane, too.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And I always go towards the John, at the back of the plane before we take off.
Sure. Breaking in, a little announcement first.
I love it.
To me, this is just my own experience. Mm-hmm. I've been with you when you've done both.
It relaxes and centers me.
And front of the plane, a much more significant impact.
Really?
I hate to use that word, impact.
Really? I thought
plane.
It was pretty bad at the back of the plane.
Well,
if you've ever gotten a rear row seat, you know. Yeah, it can be pretty bad back there.
See, usually I'm in the middle or towards the back or the front. But, I just remember being up there in the front when the company was nice enough to give us a first-class ticket.
But up front.
And we soiled that ticket.
Less bodies, so everything you do is easier and more spottable.
It's amplified, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we've been averaging around 250 cases a year of angry airline passengers.
How about you, Buzz? You like taking a nice number two on an airplane?
Never. No, if I can avoid it any way possible, I will. In fact, I don't know that I've ever done that. Ever.
I never, ever, ever, or just
ever.
On a plane?
No, on a plane.
Both.
On a plane.
I've never on a plane, but I'll tell you what's bad is on a train.
Now, on
train, more room, though.
On Amtrak.
Much more, and regular seats.
Roomy.
But don't lose your balance.
I do not feel that same warm, fuzzy feeling when we've been on a train, on an Amtrak train.
Whenever we've been on the Amtrak trains, no matter what, no matter that it has a lock, I always feel that people are going to burst in. Mm-hmm. I always feel like somebody's going to break the lock.
Or that when the train goes around a corner, that the door's just going to slide open.
Because we'd always have trouble with that
there.
Door. Yeah, always trouble with that door.
Mm-hmm. Trains are bad, right?
And either a train station or an airport, luck of the draw. Luck of the draw. Some of the worst experiences in restrooms I've ever seen.
You know, I didn't mention, I was telling you about my weekend up in Pennsylvania with my girlfriend's brother was.
Right.
Her nephew, Janet's nephew, he's about 8. He does not go poop during the week.
Wow.
Well, that's not healthy.
That's not right.
No, that happens with kids.
Really? Conscious decision.
Well, I have 2 of them, but I don't remember them not going for a week.
I mean, he just says, I'm not going to go to the bathroom until Saturday.
And they get a little bound up sometimes, but I mean, just saying you're not going to go, that's incredible control.
Julia, like maybe twice a week, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't keep a schedule like that.
Well, I don't know that the kid's got a schedule, but I know they just said he doesn't crap during the week.
Wow. And you, how many times during the week?
How many times a day?
How many times during today's show?
What time is it? Good God, can we break?
There were nearly 400 cases of out-of-control angry passengers in 2005. There was kind of a grace period just after 9/11, but they say that didn't last long. There's also been an increase in the number of near misses around our busiest airports, planes flying within 500 feet of each other. There were only 3 near misses in all of last year. This year, we've already had 7. 5 of them in just 1 month in the New York City area. The FAA is investigating. Senator Chuck Schumer says it's not enough. He says the FAA has been too worried about cutting costs and not worried enough about safety. Schumer says the FAA hasn't upgraded their technology and hasn't settled into a contract with the air traffic controllers. Many of them are unhappy employees, too.
I think Chuck Schumer should just shut up. Not based on that story, but just based on the fact I see his big head on TV too much, commenting on too many things.
And nothing's really getting done.
No.
That's what's frustrating me.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of crack versus cocaine. They are essentially the same
drug. Why are you
applauding
that? Because
you know what? That's a win-win.
Nobody can lose this trial.
I love them both.
They are essentially the same drug. A coke, a powder, usually sniffed into the nostrils. Crack, a small rock, usually smoked in a small pipe. But chemically, they're both cocaine.
This might be funnier than Rob talking about getting high.
Yeah, because you know what? I don't like to buy pot anymore.
Really?
Yeah, now I'm smoking a lot of crack. It's great. Do you know how much energy you get? Oh, my God. It's terrific.
You really enjoy that now.
Oh, it's awesome.
You're, and you know you're off the pot now?
Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
You don't smoke
now,
grass
it
anymore?
It made me so hungry and tired. And now I'm just like, yeah.
Be a freebase?
Yeah, sure.
Let's say that.
Mostly I smoke it. I'll put it in a pipe. It's a pipe I bought at drug fair. And it's a Dr. Grabo brand pipe, and I just load
it. I always thought that was Dr. Grabo.
No, I think it's Grabo.
Dr. Grabo.
I believe
Grabo
it's,
says, isn't that that clown that touched you?
I believe it's Grabo as well.
Yes. Tomato, all I know is I put in all the crack I've got, and I spark it up, and it's the best. I do it in the morning. I have some at lunch, and at night, another big bowl of crack. The bowl of the pipe, I mean. It's not like a cereal bowl.
No.
But that's how I keep it. I keep it in a cereal bowl up high so my kids can't get it.
Crack addict Rob Spiewak.
Because the kids see me doing the crack, and they say, oh, that looks great.
How long have you been smoking crack, Rob?
Like about 5 weeks now. Because the kids see me enjoying the crack, and they say, I want some
of
that.
In, sure.
Where do you buy your crack?
Oh, I buy it from a dealer on the street of the District of Columbia.
Don't you go to a crack house?
No.
You've never smoked crack in a crack house?
No, I don't. I do it in my home, in the basement. Right. I have a recliner.
But both your kids are okay. You don't have any crack babies.
No, the kids are fine. And they're saying, oh, Daddy, I want crack. I say, not until you're 12. I have my cereal bowl full of crack. I buy it on Constitution Avenue in the District of Columbia.
Right. Father of the year.
That downtown.
You know where that brick house is? That stone house near the White House?
Yeah.
I meet the guy there and I buy crack.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He takes a check.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Do you wear your Birkenstocks when you go to buy a crack?
I do, and a hat, because I don't want to get too much sun.
Right. It's a Greg Norman. He wants to not be discovered. He just doesn't want to get too much sun.
I wear a Greg Norman hat.
Crack addict Rob Spiewak.
Oh, I smoke it all day.
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying.
Carrie doesn't like it.
Doesn't like you smoking crack?
No, because she still smokes pot. Lots of it. More than ever. And the funny thing about her is she's got to smoke more now to get to where she used to on one joint. Yeah. It's expensive.
Gateway drug.
Yeah, it happens.
The Spiewak.
The Spiewaks and their addictions.
I got all excited, Buzz. What about crack?
The thing is, it'll put you in jail for a lot longer. Under federal law, you'd have to sell 100 times more coke than crack.
Oh,
you'd have to sell 100 times more coke than crack to get the same punishment, a guaranteed 5 years in prison, even though recent studies have shown the drugs to be equally dangerous.
Love it!
Coke tends to be a drug for people who are well off and white. Crack tends to be used by people who are poor and black.
And Rob.
That's where the Supreme Court comes in. The courts agreed to consider if the crack law is fair, so this fall they will hear the case of crack v. cocaine.
Found that to be true when I'm rolling with my homies.
Meanwhile, back in Mendocino, county supervisors are calling for the legalization of marijuana.
Yes.
Four of the five county supervisors of Mendocino County, California, have sent a letter to Washington urging the government to regulate marijuana the way it does alcohol. Supervisors say it's the only way they can see to control their county's biggest cash crop, marijuana.
Hey, let's hear it for the Sir Douglas Quintet, Mendocino. Let's rejoin with that.
Mendocino.
Mendocino. Bow, 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 bow. Good times that you do. I'll put your mind in the morning. Do, 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 do. God, I think
you know.
I think some of your crack rubbed off on me.
You did have a burst of energy.
Yeah.
That song and 8-year-old charged with fondling babysitter when we return.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Right. Be right back, Buzzy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're making me sick.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oh,
the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
So
rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
Mendocino here. We're just talking about Mendocino. Tomorrow we're giving away $1,000.
Wow.
Yay. And a trip to Atlantic City, New Jersey to see our friend Frank Caliendo.
Good, good, good.
At the Border Gata.
See.
Winner gets tickets to the show and a one-night hotel and dinner for two at the Borgata. For upcoming events, please go to Borgata.com.
Wonderful.
Now here is Guy J. Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Howdy.
Hi. Well, while they're considering legalization in Mendocino, you won't hear any judgment coming out of Brooklyn, Illinois. That's a town just across the river from St. Louis. With a population of just 600 people, the town had more expenses than it had income. The sex industry came to the rescue. Almost all of that town's 380
here we go, right
grand
here.
A year.
Mendocino, right here.
Mendocino.
That's it.
Mendocino.
Yeah. Well, I'm such a fool about your body, the body, the body.
We used to walk through the park, make love along the way in Mendocino.
And now, check out my big organ.
It's a Hammond B3.
Yeah, sounds great, don't it?
Yes, it does. I might be wrong about that. Doesn't sound like a Hammond B3.
I think it is a Hammond organ.
I don't know. It doesn't have the Leslie cabinet sound. You're right, Rob. I'm not sure. I am not 100% sure.
But I bet it was built by Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice organ, though.
Aren't all the organs that are in rock, are in great rock songs, aren't they Hammond organs?
It's the Hammond B3 with the Leslie cabinet is a staple of rock and roll and blues music.
There is nothing like a musician milking his organ.
Oh, it's fantastic. To be close to the stage when that's happening, too, is a spiritual experience.
Sometimes you get milk on you when they're
that.
Milking their instrument.
Yeah, it's inevitable. Just enjoy it.
Inevitable.
It is inevitable.
It will inevitably happen.
Brooklyn, Illinois, $380,000 a year in revenue comes from sales taxes and licensing fees from its 6 adult businesses. That's it. 4 strip clubs, a massage parlor, and an adult bookstore.
Where is this town?
This is just across the river from St. Louis. It's called Brooklyn, Illinois.
Brooklyn, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Note to self. Visit soon.
Quoting Mayor Nathaniel O'Bannon, we're an impoverished city. We have no other business. Of course, it helps the local sex industry. Also makes donations to the city over and above the taxes and fees. The sex trades donated snow plows and furniture to the city and cash and scholarship to the schools. And by the way, Brooklyn, Illinois is the oldest town in the U.S. founded by blacks. It was settled in the 1820s by 11 slave families who were fleeing from Missouri. And in Tyler, Texas, that town's in an uproar because the local CBS affiliate has just hired a bikini model as an anchor woman.
I just turned and looked at him. He just shook his head like, no, it's too easy for Rob.
Rob didn't.
What does
it's
he
even,
know?
What Buzz is talking about, that town.
What does he know? He's on crack.
Never felt better.
Lauren Jones has no journalism experience, just a former bikini model, but she'll be anchoring the news in Tyler, Texas. She's now in training for how to read a teleprompter. It's a stunt, all right, for a new Fox reality series called Anchorwoman.
Well, it's a stunt?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
I thought it was going to be real. Hire some bikini models to read the news.
She will be anchoring the news in Tyler, Texas, and they are upset about it there, the folks of Tyler, some of them anyway.
But she's going to go away because this is just a stunt?
Temporary thing for the Fox reality show.
Do you know the reality show that I stumbled upon? I think they run it before basketball, I really like it now. It's the Young Guns, where they have... like has-been actors like William Shatner getting into NASCAR cars and seriously going 150 miles an hour.
Isn't that the celebrities, stars in their cars or something like
that? They called it, but it's got something to do with the...
Fast cars and superstars?
That's it.
Sounds good.
It's tonight on ABC. Well, you're right, it's right before NBA Countdown.
It's got that stained Kenny Mayne on it, but... At first, I thought it was jive until I saw William Shatner really going 156 miles an hour.
Makes you want to do it.
Do NASCAR doors open?
No.
How does he get in?
Shatner? Yeah, good question.
Denny Crane.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Back off the crack.
Hey, man. Get off my case. All right?
Denny Crane.
Get off my case.
You're Denny Crane.
You're bugging him.
You're bugging me, man.
You're bugging out, dude.
A teacher who had been charged with showing internet porn to her students has been cleared of all charges thanks to some computer geeks. 40-year-old Julie Amaro admits that pornographic images did appear on her computer screen at school. She says she wasn't able to get them all closed in time to keep the middle school kids from seeing them.
Julie.
She was using a computer that wasn't on the school's network. She's a substitute.
At first, everybody can suck it.
At first, she was convicted. She was unable to prove her claim that the porn came from unwanted pop-ups, but she got a judge to order a new trial for her, and now another judge in Connecticut's thrown out the conviction after seeing evidence from computer nerds that the porn was, in fact, from unwanted pop-ups.
Yeah. Hey, you know the news today?
Yeah.
Porn, pot, and planes.
That's right.
That's it.
And finally, we conclude our report on the end of civilization this evening with an update on the diaper flasher. Even in a place as remote as Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Well, hi, everybody.
There he is.
Even there are flashers, but this guy's different. Very different. This guy in his late 20s, maybe, walks into convenience stores wearing normal clothing.
Oh, no.
But when he comes out of the restroom, he's wearing just a diaper. And it doesn't stay on very well, if you get my drift. He's struck 4 times. The diaper's fallen away twice.
You.
Police say he's a serious sex offender who's just hard to take seriously.
Lovely.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
That's it. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
A booming and hearty hello to Dr. Grabo and all my peeps in the crack industry.
Including Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.